Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international bestselling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger. Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. First, I want to thank you for listening. I so appreciate you. I know there's a million podcasts out there, and we are just crushing it when it comes to our audience and those that come back and listen to each episode. It's incredible. So thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate the support. And I love doing this. I love just what podcast does for people, right? Just being able to listen and just feel like we're having a conversation, even if it's just me talking. So I just want you to know I really appreciate you. So let's talk about LinkedIn. Do you need to be on LinkedIn? It's the million-dollar question, right? Now, when I talk to people about LinkedIn, usually they'll go, oh, I know I need to be over there, but there's just so many things, right? So this is what I will tell you. I want to talk to you a little bit about who's on LinkedIn, and that way you can decide if it makes sense. Actually, doesn't make sense for everyone listening to be on LinkedIn. So we need to start thinking about, with the amount of platforms, social media platforms, and also, you know, a podcast isn't technically a social media platform. And then you might have a website or a blog, which isn't really a social media platform. And then you might have an email list. So we've got all of these things, plus all the social media platforms and Pinterest and just all the things, right? So what I propose is that, yes, we want to be present, absolutely. And we want to be consistent and we want to show up. I do believe that. Even if you are taking a break from social, having a VA, you know, schedule out content for you, or you can schedule it out, we still think that we need to be present every day to maintain engagement and stay, you know, ahead of the algorithms and also be there for our audience. And I also think that we are spread a bit thin with where we need to show up. And I think that we need to be thinking about where does it make the most sense and then be okay letting some things go or repurposing content or, again, having a VA handle all that for you. So like, where are you going to be? Because I will tell you, there's a very distinct difference between you having someone else handling your social media and responding back to people and things like that. It's an energy, you know. If I'm sure they do a great job, and I have an amazing team that handles a lot of my social, but wherever you are, you personally, what you focus on will grow. So if you've had success in an area and you've scaled back and you're not there as much, and you're wondering why it's not getting you the business that got you before, it's probably because of that. So think about that as well. Where do you want to show up? What platforms do you enjoy the most? Where do you see the most potential? And also too, LinkedIn can be a great place to consider if you are seeing something go down on another platform. For example, on my business page on Facebook, it's so funny how things change. But back in the day, I used to get more views on my personal profile on Facebook when I would go live. And then eventually my business page outgrew it to where it was like triple the views. I mean, I would get thousands and thousands of views when I would go live. And now it has flip-flopped back again. I do have a creator account. It's just the whole thing with algorithms are change every 5 seconds, do they not? So it's just interesting. If you have something that was working that isn't, instead of, for me, I'm going, oh man, you know, I'm just not getting the live viewership I was getting before. It's not like, oh no, people don't like my stuff, right? I know that my stuff is valuable. Like, I see what it does. I see the results people get. So I'm going to stand strong in my mindset and I'm going to think like a marketer. I'm going to be the CEO of my business. And I'm going to say, okay, what's working? What isn't? What needs to change? So LinkedIn can also be a great place to consider if you are seeing a dip in other platforms, because it's a brand, it's a new space for you to connect with people. It really is limitless. All of these platforms are, because there's obviously lots of people on them. So who's on LinkedIn? The people that I see on LinkedIn are professionals, obviously, but people who are in the corporate space are on LinkedIn typically if, you know, they're in executive roles or HR or, you know, just maintaining their corporate visibility. So if you are in network marketing, for example,
and you are focused on recruiting and you want to work with women like you, for example, who my avatar when I first started and still is a woman who is successful in corporate, but she wants more. So she doesn't want to climb the corporate ladder for somebody else. She wants to make more money. She wants to be her own boss. She doesn't do well with authority, which was me. So where was I? I mean, I was more on LinkedIn than I was on Facebook. So if you're in network marketing, you're focused on recruiting, you want rock stars, people who would crush it, right? Maybe have never done network marketing. LinkedIn can be great to connect with corporate, those that are successful in corporate. So you might think, well, how does that work? You have to remember, it's all about connections. It's about building relationships. When that person's ready, you want to be there, but you want to make sure that they know what you do. And the really cool thing about LinkedIn, it's the first question everybody asks. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you have to do back and forth messaging, build rapport, find some common ground, look at their profile, right? Well, no, on LinkedIn, first question is, oh, what do you do? Or, oh, I saw you're an entrepreneur. Or what space are you in? It's really easy to share with people what you do. When I was actively in network marketing, I spent about 6 months focused solely on LinkedIn because I was actually creating a course. If you want that course, let me know. I can get it for you. I'm going to do a new one this year too. But the principles apply. They're the same. So if you want the LinkedIn course I did, let me know. So I studied it for 6 months because I wanted to crack the code. Like I wanted to figure out how to go recruit people on LinkedIn. So I actually did a lot of messaging, but I also set up quick, really fast, like just meet and greets, you know, just, hey, you know, you want to do a quick call to get to know each other and see how we can support each other. And what do people ask? Oh, what do you do? And then you can tell them. The other place to think about, or I guess not place, the other, those that are on LinkedIn, who else to consider is somebody who is serious about their business. LinkedIn, in my opinion, you're going to have people who are more serious about their business than Facebook or Instagram. Because by the way, if you're listening and you're like, but I'm not on LinkedIn, am I not serious? No. What I'm saying is the people who are on LinkedIn are serious. The people who are on Facebook may or may not be serious. Same with Instagram, because it's a social platform, right? LinkedIn really isn't. It's very much about business and corporate and success and just go on there. Once you go on, you'll see your feed will be curated for you. And it's very much professionally focused, which I love. That's my love language. So if you are a coach or you have some kind of service-based industry, you know, you have an agency, those that want to do business with you are on LinkedIn for sure. So if you're looking for those that are willing to invest or maybe a quote unquote higher quality avatar or target audience, I would definitely consider LinkedIn for that as well, because those that are on LinkedIn are absolutely professionals. Even if they're an entrepreneur and they're not in the corporate space, they are very, you know, they are professionals and they are treating their business like a real business. And really, it's just the vibe on LinkedIn. So I'm obsessed. I'm going to be doing more and more on it. So I just want to kind of plant the seed for you, so that way I could get your buy-in. But in the interim, I would go onto LinkedIn and I'd make sure your profile is up to date. You can add a link to your bio. So make sure you have maybe your milkshake, your link tree in your bio. Because if someone's, let's say someone's going to invest $5,000 with you or $10,000 or $20,000 to coach with you, they might stalk you. And if they Google you and your LinkedIn profile comes up and they go over there and it's not filled out or it's old, That's not good, because if they're going to invest that kind of money with you and you have a, you know, some janky profile from 15 years ago, it can plant a seed of doubt and you don't want that. So when you get into high ticket, you want to make sure, in my opinion, that everything looks on point and is consistent. So at least have your profile updated. And then if you really want to get into messaging and reaching out to people, oh, and by the way, the search features on LinkedIn are unbelievable. You can narrow down to your area, you know. Oh my gosh, it's incredible. So I do cover that in the course as well. And I want to say there's 7 modules in the course and they're all pretty short. So you could probably crank it out pretty fast if you put it on 1.5 speed. But I do talk fast, so that might not work. So I'll put the link to the course in the comments and then you can grab that if that'll be helpful to you, okay? All right, I hope you love this. I can't wait to see you on LinkedIn. Oh, make sure you connect with me. Just type in Kimberly Olson, Olson. It should come up. And, or if you type in the Gold Digger Girl, either way, it should come up. And then if this was helpful, make sure you subscribe subscribe because there's going to be more talk on business for 2023 and things that are changing. And if you found this helpful, take a screenshot and throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I would love to give you a shout out. Really appreciate it. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate, all you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.